Hello and welcome to the Two Fat Brokers podcast. I'm Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Sorry, I'm Barney from Dubai.
And today we are not talking about, we're announcing the death of Dubai real estate.
Officially the biggest clickbait we have ever spun out there.
You had a good run.
Well,
you had a nice time. You did well for a couple of years there.
Star Wars.
Seems like the party's over.
It's been fun.
It has been fun. Great doing this podcast with you. Probably going to need.
Are we
to
not
going
to keep doing
someone,
this?
Well, there's no more Dubai real estate. Probably get someone from Ras Al Khaimah or somewhere like that.
No, we could do the two svelte brokers from Ras Al Khaimah, Umm Al Quwain.
Well, of course, we're talking about a new report out from Fitch, the ratings agency Fitch, which says that in the next year and a half, Dubai real estate will decline by not more than 15% due to oversupply. What say thou, Barnaby?
I say that is an interesting number. They didn't really go into much detail about where they're getting this information from. And obviously projecting into the future is...
Well, they said they're predicted to be 210,000 units coming onto the market in the next year and a half.
So, I mean, I know that Lewis Alsop has jumped on this bandwagon. I know Lewis Alsop. Well, when he's not on his private jet and flying around or sailing around the
incredible
world in his
holiday
new yacht,
man.
he owns Alsop and Alsop. And then Firas Al Masadi, do you know who he is? When he's not working out,
he's a kickboxer,
and he's not and he's not in the UK closing. He owns FAM Properties. I'm just thinking how badly I've just hung myself out to dry
two very successful
talking
people
about
and
them.
Yeah,
yes,
and we take the piss.
We've all jumped on the bandwagon.
Two very successful.
We've all jumped on the bandwagon about this prediction. Predicting into the future is a risky business because there are 15,000 new visas being issued by the UAE government. By the Dubai immigration every month. That was a statistic about 4 or 5 months ago. Now that would equate to 170,000 new people a year into the country. If that keeps up, we'll be fine because that's quick maths, 220,000.
I'm sure you got that very wrong, but let's say that's correct.
Yeah, it's over 210,000 new visas in the next 18 months. So we'll be fine. But that is at the beginning. I don't think, certainly over the summer, you're going to be getting 15,000 new visas every month.
And your average occupancy per unit is 2.2 people per unit. So not every single one of those people is taking up.
Okay, so the next question is how many units are one bedrooms, how many units are two bedrooms, how many units are three bedrooms? So predicting into the future is a tricky business, risky. However, I think...
I mean, of course.
It had to come to an end, right? Or it does at some stage have to come to an end.
Dubai real estate is dying.
I thought it was dead. You said it was
dead
at the beginning.
We announced it was dead.
True. Yeah, look, I mean, I don't think population will continue increasing at the rate that it has. A lot of people who can leave their countries to come here will have left already. I foresee the population still increasing, but not at the rate that it has been.
Why do you think the population has been increasing so quickly recently then? Why do you think the population has been increasing so quickly recently? If you say in the last 4 months, it's been kind of at its peak in terms of population.
Well, it's a breaking. So European Union, UK, in some parts of the US, the breaking point has passed. The initial switch for, I'm all right here. I'm comfortable. Actually, do you know what? This is untenable where I'm living now. I'm going to move to Dubai. That sort of initial breaking point has passed. And now people who are okay with the status quo in their countries are going to stay. And there will be the mindset changes in some of these countries for some individuals, right? I've had enough. But most of the people who can't leave or won't leave are going to obviously stay where they are. But those who can and want to will have gone.
And then if we talk about this 210,000 units, so... Jones Lang LaSalle said there was nearly 800,000 units in the market currently. So you're adding another 20% approximately. Do you see, along terms of your knowledge of Dubai, do you see
limited.
That for every, let's say, four towers, there's a tower about to be handed over in the next year and a half.
For every four towers, there's a tower to be handed over.
Yeah. So I mean, if you talk about adding an extra 20%. Yeah. So you're expecting that for every four towers already in existence, another one will be handed over in the next year and a half. Are you seeing like that kind of volume of supply out there? Just, you know, obviously anecdotally. Oh, you do see like a lot of
construction. A lot of construction.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Whereabouts? What kind of areas?
Further out, Dubai Hills. I mean, I play golf at Dubai Hills Golf Club. There's about five towers about to hand over there. And judging by the construction, the next 12 months, just in Dubai Hills, you look around, there's still construction going on in JLT. There's still construction going on in the marina. And they're the more centrally located. Obviously, most of the construction is out.
Marina's not done yet?
No. Okay. No. I think the last plot in the marina was sold 6 months ago, less.
Okay.
But then there's people reselling buildings inside the marina. You know, we have a friend of mine who's got a building there. He's trying to resell it. Anyway, anecdotally. So yeah, I mean, I do anticipate there being a lot of handover. Whether that's in the next year and a half, yeah. I mean, I would say possibly.
Because traditionally...
But that's apartments,
the
right?
The amount predicted.
Sorry to interrupt.
And you're not sitting villas.
No, I don't think they're making enough villas. I've gone on record saying this before. So I was actually speaking to a friend of mine who works...
what do you mean by on record?
Have said this in a podcast in the past. Okay. I haven't like signed a piece of paper maybe saying it and I posted it on a billboard. You know, not done that.
Like court Should proceedings, I do that? You swore on the...
on the Bible.
Swore on something religious, whatever you believe in.
I don't think they're handing over enough houses. I have been on record in a previous podcast several times that they're not building enough houses to sate demand. So my point being is, I think, you know, if anybody says, well, the value of apartments will come down but houses will stay the same, I disagree. I don't think that's possible in any market. The one segment of the market stays buoyant or stagnant and another declines because they're intrinsically linked. However, I think if there is going to be a price correction or reduction, I think it will predominantly be in apartments in the diaspora, in the further out regions of Dubai, Damak Hills 2, you know, to name an area. But I think, you know, if you're holding ready houses, I think you're going to be fine.
So they're not building any big housing complexes out in the desert?
Oh, they are.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They are. If you're, you know, you've got Emaar Oasis out on the Al Ain Road. You've got Damak Hills 2, which is pretty much finished. You've got Damak Lagoons. You have the new, what do you call it? Jumeirah Golf Estates 2. You have the Polo by Emaar.
But it's not enough.
No, but they're further out. Point being, if you own real estate that's closer in, you'll be better.
Are there places positioned to build closer in that they're just not building on?
Hey, Derek. Cool, just leave it with the lady in the... Actually, Joel, can you go out and grab it? Thanks. It's just some food. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you're location-based and you own houses in what you would consider to be prime locations, I think, you know, you're going to be right out this potential storm quite easily.
Okay, but do you think that the house prices will correct with this supply?
So this is something I have noticed over my many years of selling houses in the UK and in the UAE. I always call it the bounce.
Dead cat bounce?
Do they bounce?
No, I think that's the point.
Okay. What is a dead cat bounce, Ben?
It's like a way it just goes gunk and then just flattens out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That. And that comes from, let's say we're in a market which is a seller's market now. Sellers are increasing their prices knowing that the market's going to come to them. And eventually the market just doesn't come to them. So they then have to reduce their prices to something that is more in line with what people are prepared to pay. And that then shows up on your property monitors and things like that, that people have reduced prices, therefore, and transaction volumes have just stopped. Transaction values have just stopped going up. And then there's a little correction because all of those people who were prepared to pay those premiums have bought. And everybody else is thinking, okay, well, we're going to take a second, take a beat, and we're going to see what the prices do. And it always inevitably comes off a bit. My concern with the UAE real estate market is sometimes people go, prices are coming down, and everyone just stands. They stand still. It's just human nature, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be buying something that's very expensive. Not many people love buying at the top of a market, so they just stand and don't do anything. That's my concern, because that will potentially make any correction bigger than it necessarily needs to be.
And given all the comments on the various posts, that's the concern of, I think, real estate agents. They want to come out and say, no, this is not going to happen. You know, the market's still, you know, strong, because they don't want people to basically wait expecting this market to fall, because then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, right?
Yeah.
Because people stop buying because they're like, well, I mean, it's just one report in the end. But yeah, then people who really need to sell then end up dropping their prices, and it fulfills itself.
I mean, I think point being is that there's a lot of divining factors that will come into play for that to happen. And I think that's why I said at the very beginning, predicting into the future is a risky business, because you have to, and you have to.
It's enjoyable.
It is. It's, you know, it gets good clickbait.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing about what they're talking about is it's not a change of economic circumstances. Most housing crashes are normally because the economy falters. What they're saying is, which I think is very unusual, is it's a supply driven drop. Well, they're expecting a supply driven drop, and I can't think of a good example of when that might have ever happened. You know, in the world, don't know much about global real estate.
But it seems quite an unusual way to do it. The population decreased. Properties were still handing over. We had oversupply, which
but that was the economy. Like 2008, that was a global economic
crash.
Oh, you
mean with no external factors? It's simply supply.
Yeah, yeah. Which I'm also a little bit surprised about, because if you're saying stuff's coming online, let's say next year, then it must have been launched in 2022, and I think still then people were kind of jumping on it. but
if you're building a building, they'll tell you 3 years; it'll take them 4. According to the UAE law, you're allowed a 12-month.
Yes, so handing over in 2026, it would have been launched in 2022. Be interesting to see, you know, really, were there that much like being launched back then? Did everyone all of a sudden go, "Wow, COVID's over," you know, because that was pretty much, you know, took till 2022 for all the kind of the restrictions to come off. We're just going to launch all of these projects, and all of those projects are now, you know, coming online now.
I mean, this market started to boom in 2020.
yeah, back end of 2020. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're already 2 years into the good times. So be interesting to go back and see what launches there were.
Yeah.
I'm sure that can be found.
I'm sure by more diligent people than us. So anyway, I'm, you know, probably wrap it up there, but I'm really sorry to hear that you'll be out of a job soon.
R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P. Dubai real estate.
What about Abu Dhabi?
It was a good, very strong continue. We're on a rocket ship now.
The snail's pace.
We are on a rocket ship. You know, you better get on board before it leaves you behind. We're going to Mars.
At Mars?
Elon Musk said,
have you run out of space in Abu Dhabi?
We have. We're building on Mars.
Disneyland is taking up too much space.
Yeah, you've seen Buzz Lightyear. Just on
to
that,
infinity and Disneyland, yeah.
On that rocket ship, yeah. So, very interesting to see what will happen in the next year and a half. You'll hear it all here, first. On the Two Fat Brokers podcast.
Second, third, maybe behind Lewis. Maybe. For us.
Before we leave, please like and subscribe. We want to get this podcast out to more people like you, beautiful, attractive, wealthy people. So yeah, please don't leave us in the lurch. Hit those buttons. So we can get out there in the algorithm.
I like the algorithm.
Big brother or AI or something like that. Anyway, I've been Ben from Abu Dhabi.
I've been Barney from Dubai.
Thank you very much.